For years, researchers have been studying the pressures on one of Maine's most loved birds, the common loon. They've looked at shoreline development, mercury, and fishing fears. And now, a potential new threat has emerged, malaria. The tropical parasite started showing up in healthy loons about a decade ago, but it had never been known to kill a bird until recently. In our latest installment of Beyond 350, Confronting Climate Change, Susan Sharon reports on why the presence of avian malaria is raising red flags for other birds and why it's triggered a bigger investigation.
Loons are loved for being mysterious, elegant, and for their familiar, haunting cry. But scientists say that cry could serve as a warning about the effects of climate change. They got their first big clue last summer with the discovery of a dead loon on the Maine-New Hampshire border.
There was a camper at Lake Umbagog who was also a Unity College student and went out and saw a loon that didn't seem to be doing well, and then later that day they found it floating and dead.
Dr. Mark Pokris is a veterinarian who recently retired from Tufts Veterinary School and now works as a consultant at the Biodiversity Research Institute in Portland. He's examined so many loons himself that he's often referred to as the dead loon guy.
And he did what I think any, you know, camper should do, and he reported it to the rangers up there.
It's pretty unusual to discover a loon or any dead animal that isn't rotten and decayed. But Poker says scientists can learn more from cadavers that are fresh. That made this one a more precious specimen. So the rangers bagged it in plastic, put it in a cooler, and got it a ride to a lab at the University of New Hampshire. Then a pathologist examined its tissue under a microscope
and found, much to everybody's surprise, not just the presence of this malarial parasite, but the fact that there was a huge amount of damage microscopically to the loon, to its brain, to its heart, to some other organs in the body.
The findings were shared among several organizations that study loons. They were also sent to Dr. Ellen Martinson of the Smithsonian, who studies the genetics of malarial parasites. She says, like people, birds are often exposed to malaria in other parts of the world.
You know, there's roughly 300 million people worldwide infected with malaria, and most of them aren't treated for their infections. They just sort of go along their daily routine being infected and just live with it. And this is a similar situation for birds and other hosts for malaria parasites.
With climate change, tropical diseases like malaria have begun to show up in northern latitudes, transmitted by mosquitoes. What made this case unusual is that Martinson was able to determine that not one but two malarial parasites infected the loon and killed it pretty quickly. That's the sound of a loon being captured and banded in a boat in western Maine. Every summer, biologists at the Biodiversity Research Institute, or BRI, take blood and feather samples from the live birds to test for mercury and other toxins.
For us, for BRI, we use loons and other birds as bioindicators of the health of the environment, and we try to connect that health to our own health. And they are connected. A lot of people forget that.
Dr. Dave Evers of BRI says over the past two summers, more than 200 live loon samples have been collected in this manner as part of a comprehensive health assessment of the population. Dr. Martinson has also analyzed them to look for blood parasites to try to determine how prevalent they are and whether they're increasing. What's got scientists concerned is that avian malaria has been known to cause species endangerment in other parts of the world. The big question, says Pokris, is whether this was just one unlucky loon or whether it's the tip of the iceberg.
And so I think one of the things that everybody's gearing up to do now is focus a lot more over the next 3 to 5 years to get more blood samples, to try and get more freshly dead animals, so that we can determine whether or not this is yet one more pressure on loon populations.
This bird was a little under 4 kilograms, 3.8 kilograms.
At BRI's lab in Portland, Dr. Pokris is performing a necropsy on a loon to determine its cause of death. Every year, about 100 dead loons are recovered in New England. Most have been dead for a while and are preserved on ice. But freezing them destroys their blood cells and makes it difficult to tell if they've been infected with parasites. So loon conservation groups are turning to hundreds of volunteers to help them find fresh cadavers. Susan Gallo is a wildlife biologist with Maine Audubon.
The more eyes we have out there, the better chance we have of finding those birds. And so our existing network of volunteers is a great resource to make that happen, making sure people are connected through social media or through email. And I think we're going to have a much better chance of getting what we need, which is fresh cadavers, you know, on the table and examined with our great group of volunteers.
Dr. Martinson says increased surveillance will be useful not only to try to figure out ways to control the spread of malarial parasites that affect loons and other birds, but also those that affect people. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.